They used to say, once you pass the gates of General Motors, you could forget about the United States Constitution. Workers had no rights when they entered the plant. If a foreman didn't like the way you parted your hair or whatever he didn't like about you, he could fire you. No recourse, not nothing. After the first sit-down strike started, I went to see what I could do to help. So they said, well, go to the kitchen. We need a lot of help there. They didn't know what else to tell a woman to do. So I said, you got a lot of little skinny men around here who can't stand to be out on the coal picket lines for very long. They can peel potatoes as well as women can. So instead, I organized a children's picket line. The picture of my two-year-old son, Jarvis, holding a picket sign saying, my daddy strikes for us little tykes, went all over the nation. Next day, we decided to organize the women. We thought, if women can be that effective in breaking a strike, well, they can be just as effective in helping to win it. At this one point, the police were blocking us, and I thought, well, the women can break this up. So I appealed to the women in the crowd to break through those police lines. In the dusk, I could barely see this one woman struggling to come forward. See, a cop had grabbed her by the back of the coat. Well, she just pulled right out of the coat and began walking down to the battle zone. As soon as that happened, there were these other men and women who followed. See, the police wouldn't shoot people in the back as they were coming down. So that was the end of the battle. And when the spectators came into the center of the battle and the police retreated, there was this big roar of victory. And that battle became known as the Battle of Bull's Run because we made the cops run. Well, we didn't know nothing like that had ever been organized before, at least not in this country. We didn't know we were making history. We didn't have time to think about it. After we sat down in Flint, which is the heart of the General Motors production empire, 15 GM plants across the country went on strike, and the news went out about the role women could play. See, following that strike, the auto worker became a different human being.
When Studs Terkel published his interviews with veterans of the Second World War, he put the title, The Good War, in quotation marks. He was recognizing that in the perspective of history, there were questions raised about the Good War, about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, about Dresden and Tokyo, about the indiscriminate bombing of civilian populations, about the ultimate value of any war, however noble the cause. War was always the killing of innocents, civilians and soldiers. And the military, however good the war, was always corrupt and contained in the best of situations elements of fascism. In his novel Catch-22, Joseph Heller captured the absurdity and cruelty that pervades military life. In this passage, Yossarian's friend Clevenger is facing military justice.